Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, hosted by Tickles and Tots. Our topic of today is preparation. The other day, we were doing some light shopping, and we saw some these light, I guess they were like mini lights, and, you know, we were using them for whatever purposes, and we thought they were, you know, kind of neat and convenient to purchase. They were, you know, minimally priced. They weren't fairly expensive, but we got like a ton of them. And I'm like, you know, these would be great if we ever needed them. They're really bright. And, you know, if in the event of an emergency, you know, or whatever, I got it because it was a nice reading light. And then it wouldn't shine too brightly in the room, you know, turning on a regular lamp and waking, you know, hubby up or anyone else up. So it was more like I got it for a personal light, but it's, you know, can be used a variety of different ways. And I was like, okay, this would also be great if we were at camp or if we were, you know, walking our new little puppy at night, you know, cause it gives off a pretty, good amount of bright light. So we got those the other day. And then this morning we woke up and there was just darkness. It was pitch black dark. And we're like, okay, maybe the power went out. Is this just affecting us or is it affecting everyone? And then we went to look out the window and it was just darkness outside. I mean, it was pitch black. And I'm like, remember, we bought those lights. We have those little lights. Of course, we have, you know, other, you know, big, huge lights and flashlights and other light sources. You know, I have kids, so I need to make sure that I always have, you know, adequate lighting in the event of an emergency, as well as other items. And then it got me to thinking, it's like, well, do I have something in the event of an emergency? Am I really prepared? So we weren't quite sure what was going on. If it was just something that was just random, or if did someone hit a power line, or what caused this outage. I mean, sometimes, you know, when the power goes out, there's like a backup generator, and then maybe half of the grid is out. But no, this time it was all the way out, and then it affected everyone around us as well as our home. And it was really dark outside. And, you know, we were trying to make sure it wasn't someone doing something, you know, they shouldn't be doing, or if it was really an emergency or a critical situation. So once we figured all that out, we got all our lights together and were able to, you know, see. And that's happened like many times where sometimes we were the only light that was shining in our neighborhood. Everyone else was dark around us, but our house was the one that was lit. Maybe because we had prepared early, and maybe because we had our flashlights or our solar lights or whatever lights there were to have. Maybe because we made preparations for the future, we were able to have those things readily available in the event of an emergency. And then it just kind of made us, you know, wonder, okay, what if something, you know, catastrophic happened? Do we have an emergency preparedness kit? Do we have, you know, adequate water? Do we have food? Do we have, you know, like a emergency action plan? And how would we handle those situations if they were to occur? So those things are also on the table. And I wanted to know from all of you, do you have an action plan? Do you have an emergency preparedness kit? Do you have... So we're still thinking about how will we handle ourselves in certain situations. Are we prepared? Do we have a plan of action? Or do you have a plan of action? Do you have, you know, a go-to plan if there is in the event of an emergency? And then it also reminds me of our faith. So what happens when, like, in these emergency situations, okay, so the power's out, or there's something, hopefully not catastrophic, but there's an event that occurs, and it's like, okay, if you're waiting until something happens to get ready, then it's already too late. So preparing ahead of time alleviates that problem, where you wouldn't have to, oh man, now I'm scurrying around and hurrying and rushing. Like if they were saying, oh, a hurricane or a tornado is coming, and you don't have your water or your supplies or the backup generator, and then it comes and it hits, and you have none of these things, then the aftermath and the cleanup, how will you survive afterwards when, sometimes a store may not have water or batteries or flashlights, or they're out of generators, or in the summertime, if it's so hot, you didn't purchase a fan or air conditioning before this heat wave hit. So now you're maybe stuck in a place that's too hot or unbearable, or you don't have the necessary food and supplies that you need to care for your family in the event of a disaster. And so that also reminded me again when we're talking about faith. So how does that come into play, or what do I mean by that? So I know there are maybe many opinions about this, and maybe we can agree to disagree. But what would happen if God were to return right now? And a lot of people are like, oh, I'll put it off. I'll get myself together. I'll get myself right. I need to get a few things together first before, I'll give my life over to the Lord, or before I decide to start thinking about God, or is even God even a thought, or is he an afterthought in your mind or in your life? So what would happen if his son were to return today and you're like, well, I want to get right now. It will already be too late. While you are yet breathing, while you are yet moving, is the time to make a decision whether or not you want to accept God's gift of His Son to the world before you leave this earth. Because if you're waiting until whenever, sometimes that may be too late. There have been many people who have left this earth before their time, and they didn't have time to say, Lord, or Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior, and forgive me of my sins, and I recognize that I need a Savior, and come into my heart and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and I give you place as Lord of my life, and you're on the throne, and I thank you for the gift of eternal life. What if you don't have those seconds or those minutes or that time to say those things, or to confess it with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is alive and seated at the right hand of the Father? What if you don't have the time to believe in your heart or say those things or confess with your mouth? What would happen? Where would you go? There is a place after we leave this earth. Where will you spend your eternity? Will it be in heaven? Will it be in hell? Do you know? In the scripture, Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us and forgive us for all unrighteousness. And I want you to think about that today. If you were to leave this earth at this second, tomorrow, the next day, the next year, wherever, and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, and you stand before God and he asks you, why should he let you into heaven? What would your response be? Will he say, enter and well done, my good and faithful servant? Or will his answer be, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I knew you not? Which response do you think that you would receive? Have you accepted or rejected God's gift to the world? And I'm going to end on that note as we are coming upon Easter. And this is all about the sacrifice that Christ made for the whole world. The gift that God gave to us. He died for you and me. He died for the whole world, for all the sins. He bore all of the sins and sicknesses and diseases and pain and mental illness and depression, everything. He bore all of that, all of the murders, the abuse, all of that. He died for the sins of the whole world. He who knew no sin, he bore all of those sins. Because he loved us so much and he didn't want us to spend eternity in that dark place. The dark place that is meant for those fallen angels, for the devil. How will you spend your eternity? And I hope that you will attend services on Easter and maybe learn a little bit more from your local church. Or from the Easter program, not just about dressing up and hunting for eggs. And that's all fun. You know, my kids have, you know, gone to Easter egg hunts with churches. Some of the churches hold Easter egg hunts. And, you know, there's always brunch or dinner or whatever. So I hope that you will attend services and learn something new and maybe have an open mind and be receptive to what the pastor or the minister or the speaker is saying. And I hope that it tugs on your heart and touches your heart, that you will have, you know, an open mind to hear what is being taught. And I don't want to be too overbearing. I know that I share my faith a lot on here, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you I don't want you to leave this place and not have a personal relationship with Christ. You know, just like if you have some good news or you tell someone about something that's great and you're excited about it and you want to share. And you don't want your friend to miss out on this great opportunity because you know that it would be helpful or beneficial to them, or maybe it would save them some money down the line. Well, this is far more important than that. It's an awesome thing. It's a great thing. It's a beneficial thing. It's an eternal thing. Because once our soul leaves this body, it has to go somewhere. Where will your soul reside for eternity? Thank you for tuning in to Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast. I hope this day finds you well. I pray that you have heard something here that maybe opened up an idea for a dialogue or engagement. You can always call in. We can say a prayer or pray a prayer. If you have any questions, you are always welcome to call in, whether you agree or disagree. I'd still love to talk to you about it. So thank you so much for tuning in. My apologies for the background noise. And I hope that we have touched you in some type of way, or inspired you to live better and be better. And we hope that you are blessed. So thank you for tuning in. Take care.